Let's get the 8 o'clock news with Brian Jennings.
Ukraine has reportedly agreed a deal with the United States on exploiting its natural resources. Access to Ukraine's rare earth deposits is a key demand of the US President Donald Trump, who wants Ukraine to repay US military aid. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is travelling to Washington on Friday to meet President Trump and sign the deal. Kate Farley reports.
Ukraine's vast mineral reserves have been at the centre of tense negotiations between Kyiv and the US for weeks. The Trump administration had initially been pushing for mineral rights worth $500 billion, a figure it claimed accounted for past military aid and future support. But after much resistance from Ukraine, that demand has reportedly been dropped, with revenues now likely to be shared through a joint fund. For the US, it will mean access to one of Europe's largest deposits of critical minerals for use in technology, aerospace and defence. For Ukraine, the goal is a closer relationship with its most important ally, 3 years on from Russia's invasion. Though the deal is unlikely to contain explicit security guarantees, Ukraine is hoping it can pave the way for a future framework between the two countries.
Garda are continuing to question a man in connection with the death of a woman on a ferry from Fishguard in Wales, which docked at Rosslare Europort yesterday evening. The man in custody can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Garda and the emergency services responded to an emergency call from the captain of the Stena Nordica passenger ferry, which sailed from Fishguard in Wales and arrived in Rosslare Europort at 5:30 yesterday evening. A woman's body had been found in a bathroom around a half an hour earlier, and a row broke out among a small group of people on board. Garda are awaiting the results of the post-mortem to determine the cause of death. They believe a small number of people who knew each other were involved. The Stena Nordica was detained in port, its return journey 2 hours later cancelled, and the outgoing passengers accommodated on the Irish ferries sailing to Pembroke. A man was arrested on board the ship. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. Garda say they're following a definite line of inquiry and not looking for anyone else at present.
A post-mortem examination will be conducted later today on the body of an 82-year-old woman who died yesterday following an incident at her home in Carrigaline in County Cork on Sunday. The woman has been named locally as Stella Ennadi of Gary Doo Drive, Kilmoney Road in the town. A man in his 30s has been arrested for questioning about her death. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
Stella Ennadi was originally from Nigeria. She was 82 and lived with her daughter at Gary Doo Drive, a housing estate on the southern outskirts of Carrigaline. She was brought to Cork University Hospital yesterday morning and underwent medical examinations for a head injury. Her condition deteriorated there and she was pronounced dead yesterday afternoon. Central to the Garda investigation is an incident at Ms. Ennadi's home on Sunday when Garda were called to a row. Stella Ennadi declined medical treatment. At that stage, a man was removed from the house for a psychiatric assessment and later discharged. Yesterday afternoon, Garda arrested a man in his 30s for questioning about Ms. Ennadi's death. He remains in Garda custody. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
The leader of the DUP, Gavin Robinson, has endorsed the concerns of relatives of those killed in the Oma bombing about uncovering all aspects behind the atrocity. 29 people, including a woman pregnant with twins, were killed in the 1998 bomb by dissident Republicans. Mr. Robinson said he shared the fears of relatives that a UK inquiry will not get to the truth of what happened unless the Irish government establishes a parallel process. Lawyers representing a number of the families have expressed concern that the UK inquiry can't compel potentially vital witnesses from the Republic to appear before it. The row over Doyle's speaking time is due to be discussed at a meeting of the Doyle Reform Committee this afternoon. The government is adhering to its plan to afford independent TDs who backed the government high-profile speaking slots in the chamber each week. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
This row derailed the nomination of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach last month, and now has the potential of disrupting the future work of the Oireachtas. Another effort at reaching a compromise will get underway at the Dáil Reform Committee this afternoon, but the bellicose statements from both sides suggest the talks are unlikely to be successful. Yesterday, the Cairn Corlaith's Fiona Murphy called on both sides to get down to the business of addressing the serious issues facing the country. But the leaders of the five opposition parties subsequently called on her to ensure that the Dáil's leaders' questions and priority questions remain opportunities explicitly and solely for opposition TDs. The opposition has warned that if the government presses what Labour's Duncan Smith calls the nuclear button and votes through its plans, then they could withdraw cooperation on creating Oireachtas committees and other actions. However, the government chief whip Mary Butler has indicated that the coalition is sticking with its proposal.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be breezy and generally bright today. There'll be sunshine and scattered rain or hail showers. Some showers will be heavy and prolonged. There may be thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 6 to 9 degrees. And there's a warning that west to northwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times this morning on coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Slinehead to Bloody Foreland, becoming confined to coastal waters from Slinehead to Errishead to Bloody Foreland this afternoon.